Is that a person? Psst. Hey. Over here. Come on, quick. Wait. Oh my god. I can't believe it's you. Ugh, shit. We gotta get out of sight. Here, take my hand. I have a place nearby where we can hide. Come on, let's go. No, it's not that far. See that blue door? It's just right over there. I think it used to be a storage room or something. It's got a pretty heavy door and there's no window, so they can't break in. Oh, keep your eyes peeled. That noise probably wasn't loud enough to wake any of them up, but you can never be too sure. We're almost there. Do you see any of them trying to follow us? No? Okay, I think we're good then. Here, you better let me go in first. Okay, looks clear. Come on in, hurry. Oh my god, I can't believe it. It's you. It's really you. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to blind you with my flashlight. Here. I have some candles. There, that's a little better. Well, don't just stand there. Give me a hug. Oh, look at you. Are you okay? Where have you been all this time? And how did you get here? I'm so glad to see you, and I've got like a million questions, and... Okay. Calm down, Ella. You've got this. You've finally met a friendly face in this hellhole, so stop trying to integrate him. Just enjoy the moment. Sorry. I haven't really interacted with another living, breathing person. And well, a really long time. It really is so great to see you again, though. I've given up hope of finding other survivors, let alone a friend. A really, really good friend. Sorry, I got lost in thought for a moment. Yeah, it's been pretty lonely. I've probably covered about a quarter of the city by now, or what's left of it anyway. You'd think I'd find at least a few people still alive, but nope. Just the Howlers. Oh, that's just a name I came up with. Do you call them something else? That's kind of silly, but I think I like it. It makes them seem a lot less terrifying. Well, I'm glad to see that your sense of humor hasn't changed, even after all of this. I don't suppose you come across any other survivors? I was afraid of that. I guess it was too much to hope for. Oh, shit, I didn't mean it like that. It's like, okay, I know it's dumb, but sometimes the loneliness feels even worse than the monsters, you know? Even so, I'd rather have you than a dozen other strangers. Hey, I've seen all those apocalypse movies. When the world ends, someone you can trust is worth their weight in gold. Especially when you'd assume they were already dead. But you're not dead. You're here and I can hold your hand and touch you, man. I missed you so much. I missed your voice and your laugh. I missed being able to hold you like this. Really? Well, you found me, and I promise that I'm not a dream. I'm just as real as you are. I can't believe how good you feel. Never let me go. Do you hear me? I'll bribe you with food or fuel, clean water, anything. You can refuse all you want, but I'm still feeding. Oh shit. I never bothered to ask you. Can I get you something to eat or drink? Are you hurt? Oh, that's a relief. Still, let me know if there's anything you need, okay? If I don't have it here, I can probably find it in another safe house. I have a few scattered around the city. Oh, me? Oh, yeah. I've been doing okay, all things considered. It's been pretty lonely. Sorry, I keep saying that. The advantage of being alone, I guess, is that I've been able to gather more than enough supplies to get by. And I haven't been eaten by any monsters yet, so there's that. But things are looking up now. Not to put you on the spot or anything, but this might be the best day I've had in months. Yeah. Well, let's see. Early on, I found a freezer that was still working, and it was full of ice cream and popsicles, so that was a pretty good week. Oh, and the house with the solar panels on the roof was, well, I guess arguably the most useful discovery that I could have made. But I think I'll still rank you higher than that. Yeah, I'm just so glad you're here. Oh shit, I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me. It's just, you're the last person I expected to see today, but if I could choose one person to run into, well, now you're here and we're holding each other and, oh, well, if you liked it, then maybe we could kiss some more. You're a really good kisser. A really, really good kisser. Almost as overwhelming as well, running into each other. If it wasn't obvious, I'm really, really happy to see you. Did you miss me too? Did you think we'd ever see each other again and think about kissing me if it ever happened? That's a relief. More than once I thought I was going crazy with loneliness and horniness. I suppose that might still be true, but at least I know I'm not the only one. Listen, I don't know how it was for you, and you don't have to share if you don't want to, but I spent so many hours huddled in fear as those things hunted and stalked through the streets, through all the places in this town that I used to love, listening to them tear all my happy memories to shreds. I thought you'd become one of those memories too, and now that we're here together, I'm feeling invigorated and a little reckless, to be honest. Yeah, reckless. I'm not saying we should do anything stupid. We're safe here for now, and I know of an even better, safer place we can go afterwards. But it's just, it's been so long, this nightmare we're living in. You must know what I'm talking about. Constantly on guard, always being so careful and jumping at any noise. It's exhausting, isn't it? I would give anything to take a moment with you to rest, to catch my breath, and just pretend. Pretend like I'm a normal person again. Pretend like there's more to life than just staying alive for one more fucking day. We never got to be together. Not like I wanted, but against all odds, here we are. You here with me in the middle of Armageddon, Judgment Day, whatever the hell you want to call it. I would kiss and snuggle with you all day, and the next day, and the day after, if I could. And I guess there's nothing really stopping us, unless you don't. You almost sound more eager than I do. Yes. Yes, you're everything. Everything that I need right now. And everything I always wanted. Hold me close. It feels so good to be in your arms. Oh my, is that your cock? It's so hard. Please, grind it against me. Yes. Yeah, I'm sure. Oh, baby, that's so sexy. You don't mind if I call you that, do you? Good. Holy shit. When I woke up this morning, I never could have imagined that I'd ever see you again. Not to mention that I'd be humping your leg like this. It feels so good though. You feel so good. Your body crushed against mine. It's been a while since I touched myself, and my body's aching to feel more. Yes. Oh God, touch me. Touch me everywhere. Oh fuck, I forgot how good it felt to have someone massage my tits. Yes, reach under my shirt. Fuck, I'm in heaven. I still can't believe this is happening. Oh, my clit's so sensitive. I'll come on your thigh if I keep this. this up. No, 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 you're sweet for saying so. Maybe I'll take you up on that offer some other day. But as hot as that sounds, I don't want to come yet. I want you inside me. And I want us to come together. Yes, I mean it. Would you make love to me, baby? Yeah, we can do it right here. It should be safe enough. Well, I've never seen them break down a steel door before, and it's still light out, so as long as we don't make a bunch of noise to attract them. Oh, yeah. I guess it is a little cramped, but we can make it work. We could do it against the wall. I know, it's not my first choice either, but it feels like a miracle that we're here together. I don't know that I could bear to wait any longer, and when you're right here in my arms, when we're both so ready and eager, at the very least, I'd love to get my hands on your cock. Oh, fuck. I can't remember the last time I held such a gorgeous cock in my hands. Your bare skin. It's so warm. And you're dripping with pre-cum. This really is going to be the best day ever. You look so good. How, after all these months, do you still look so good? Me? You're not just saying that because I'm the last woman on Earth, are you? Sorry, bad joke. Seriously, though. I've never wanted anyone as much as I want you right now. What are we waiting for then? Help me with my pants. God damn it. I can't get these jeans over my ankles, and I don't want to have to take off my boots. If I spread my knees apart like this, is there enough room for you to slide in? It might be a tight fit. Oh God, I can't wait to have you inside me. Yeah, right there. Yeah, just push it in. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, give it to me. Yes. Yes. Oh. Go deep, baby, go deep. Oh, yes. Oh, I've given up hope of ever being intimate like this again. Oh, it's like a dream come true. Oh, kiss me more, baby. Kiss me while you make love to me. Into my eyes. Can you see how much I need this? How much I need you? Say it, please. Please tell me how much you need me to. How much you want me. Oh, fuck. I can't wait for you to come to fill me up with your love. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I need to feel you come inside me. Oh, I want it so badly. Oh, I want to feel it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I want to feel your hips jerk as you pump it into me. Load after load. I love the thought of it so much. I really do. I want to feel it running down my leg as you send me over the edge. I said milk you dry. Oh god. Oh fuck. I'm getting close. Yeah. Are you close too? Oh, don't hold back. Explode inside me, baby. I can feel how desperate you're getting. Yeah. Please take my hand, baby. Please, it's important. Please do it. Please hold my hand while you come inside me. I want us to be connected in every way. You know, I meant everything I said about missing you. I mean, it's important that you understand that. It wasn't something I just blurted out because I was overwhelmed by emotion. I didn't think I was the kind of person who would ever give up hope, but week after week without seeing any sign of survivors, of only finding some torn, bloody clothes or piles of gnawed bones. Sorry, I didn't mean to bring the mood down, but I figured if there was anyone who could relate, it'd be you. I'm so mad at myself right now. Mad that I gave up hope of you surviving. But so fucking happy that you proved me wrong. No, let me finish, please. I spent a lot of time thinking about you. Thinking about what might have been if things were different. And about how I would have said goodbye if I had the opportunity. I kind of still can't believe that we're basically getting a second chance. That is, if you wanted to stick together. I'll happily share my supplies with you, but most importantly, well, I think if we were together, life might feel more like living and less like just getting by. Really? Thank you. I don't know if my heart can take much more happiness today. I feel like I'm gonna burst. Oh shoot, what time is it? Okay, we still have a few hours before sunset. Listen, my place isn't far from here. It's more secure, there's more room, and it's a lot more comfortable. There's even a nice bed. A nice, soft bed, if you don't mind sharing. I didn't think so. Anyway, if we leave now, we should be able to get there long before those things wake up. What do you say? I can't wait to show it to you. It's not much, but I think we can turn it into a little home. Yeah?